Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific. One Pacific, 4 Eastern. We're doing a very special early start time today because we are joined by a very special guest. Scott Levy, a.k.a. Raven, is going to join us. He is a longtime professional wrestler. I was just reading a story on wrestled for all of the major promotions here in this country. All-timer, but we're not going to be talking about wrestling today. We are going to be talking about the paranormal, Bigfoot, UFOs, the whole shebang. That's going to be coming up here after the break. Want to make sure to mention his new documentary, which is available right now, available on Amazon Prime as of November 18th. Nevermore, The Raven Effect. Had a limited run in theaters in August and September. They had special screenings in Philadelphia, including a Q&A hosted by The Blue Meanie, who has been on this program many times. And as noted, it streams on Amazon Prime as of yesterday. Nevermore, The Raven Effect. If you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you can head up and check out the interview that Garrett and Dave did with Raven this past Friday, where he talks about all of his career, the documentary, the whole nine yards. So, Raven, coming up here soon after the break. If you'd like to text us a question, you're welcome to do so. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm also Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Anything that is on your mind, anything you'd like to ask Raven, send it via text or email, and we will talk about it here on the program today. So, special early edition of After Dark Radio. We'll kick it off after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're gonna leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this. But actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
I got a show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday. Normally 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, but we got the show airing an hour early today because we have a very special guest. Scott Levy, Raven, is joining us here today, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including, I hear you're into Bigfoot and UFOs, is that right?
Absolutely.
Now, before we get into that very quickly, I just want to mention the Raven Effect, Nevermore, the Raven Effect. Is streaming on Amazon Prime as of yesterday, November 18th. And if you're a big fan of Raven, you should check this out. He also appeared on Observer Radio with Dave and Garrett on Friday to plug the documentary. And let's get a quick note here, Raven. Tell us a little bit about the documentary, and then we'll talk some Bigfoot.
Yeah, the documentary, I told the director when he came to me wanting to make the movie, I said, I'll do it, but we have to make it a warts and all. I don't want it to just be a rah-rah piece. I don't want it to be just, you know, Raven's great, yay, yay. You know, I wanted to show the complexity of my character, of my real-life personality, the tortured, poetic pain that the character felt was pain that I felt. And I wanted to show that. I also wanted to address my mental illness issues because I think it's hidden in the closet for way too long. I don't think I think the problem with therapy is people think it's, you have to be, you know, screwed up in the head. But to me, it's like this. If you have a broken arm, you put a cast on it, right? So if your brain is damaged because it has a chemical imbalance, or you have issues that are overwhelming it and all the circuits aren't working properly, then you need to either get a therapy, sit on a couch with a therapist, or see a shrink and get a medication. You know, and I think everybody should see a shrink, or it's not a shrink. I think everybody should see a therapist at some point just to discuss their issues, you know, just to have someone who will listen and listen intently and help you find the answers. The best therapist. I'm rushing through this because I want to get to the Bigfoot UFO conversation. But so I wanted to show that, my mental illness issues. And I wanted to tell my story, you know. I always wanted to write a book, but I was just too lazy, you know, because I knew it's painful telling your story, especially when you include the, you know, all the negativity and all the pain that people go through in life. And I didn't want to have to edit a book because I'm a perfectionist. So I would edit. I'd sit there editing the crap out of it and rewriting. And it would take me years and years to write a book. And I just don't have that inclination or the energy. But this was a great opportunity to tell my story.
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you, as someone who has written three books, that I can't say that you made the wrong call.
What did you write books on?
I got The Death of WCW. I got 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And I had another Death of WCW Expanded Edition. And all three
write,
of them.
You didn't write Raven Should Be in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame book yet?
Well, I just had to vote for it. You didn't have to write it. That was
I
easy.
Never got on the ballot, I don't think.
You're not on the ballot? I'll talk to Dave.
I've never been on the ballot.
I'll talk to Dave. You're going to be on the ballot after this show, let me tell you. Now,
all right.
I got to tell you another thing before we get into Bigfoot here very quickly. My co-host twice a week on Observer Live is Filthy Tom Lawler, who is a former UFC fighter, former top 10 middleweight. And he said to me, we can't do it on this show, but on a different show. He goes, you've got to talk to Raven, or let me talk to Raven, about UFC. Because he said that you were the smartest person that he had ever talked to about mixed martial arts. He said,
really?
I am not kidding. He said, that guy talked circles around me. He knows fights. He knows the numbered event they were on. He goes, I have never met somebody that knows more about mixed martial arts than Raven.
Wow. That is a huge compliment. I had no idea it felt that way. Although I will have to say, I don't know the event numbers. I don't know. But,
are you that into, because you mentioned on the Dave and Gerd show that you like to sit and watch Bigfoot and UFO documentaries. Are you as into that as you are mixed martial arts and wrestling? What would you say your knowledge base is on the paranormal?
Paranormal, I'm pretty educated. I think I was into it more up until, like, I was reading books constantly on it for Alien show.
Sure.
I watched the William Shatner show. I watched YouTube YouTube shows. I just started watching YouTube stuff on it. And I think I know probably more. I don't know. I probably know about equal amounts both. I was going to bring this up to you. Have you ever read a book by Lloyd Pye called Everything You Know Is Wrong?
I think I have read that book, yes.
It is so amazing. He's the one that convinced me that Bigfoot is real.
Lloyd Pye, of all people, is the one that convinced you Bigfoot was real?
Yeah, because I never met him in person, but his books, Everything You Know Is Wrong and Everything You Know Is Still Wrong. What a great title for the second book.
Yes.
The first book, it's great, but for the second book, it's even better. Everything You Know Is Still Wrong. But he, basically his point was that Bigfoot, if you find tracks of Bigfoot, you know, not just one track, but if you find numerous tracks and they're consecutive and they're inspected by someone who, you know, because tracks are allowable in government as forensic evidence. You know, if you have an expert checked on the tracks, you know, because Indians started tracking they could track a buffalo over 100 miles, you know, and just by, you know, with little bits of dirt and clues and stuff, you know. So tracking has always been a forensic thing, even though it doesn't get any publicity on it, especially now with all kinds of DNA and stuff. But back in the day, it was one of the truly first forensic studies. But anyway, my point being is he said, he goes, to fake Bigfoot tracks, to fake a set of tracks, a set of prints, you know, in a row, you would have to have somebody who was tall enough to take the stride, because you can't have any, you know, like when snow, you can't have anybody, you know, making tracks nearby or helping you step across. So you'd have to have somebody like Shaq, who's like 7 foot, to take the steps. Secondly, you'd have to have boots that were made specifically to emulate Bigfoot, because the Bigfoot, the ankle is forward, more forward than on a human. It causes them to walk like Groucho Marx. And so you'd have to have that. Then you'd also have to have the imprint would have to be like 800 pounds or 500 pounds, because you couldn't have a Bigfoot that only weighed 200 pounds, you know. So it'd have to be Shaquille O'Neal with a barbell on his shoulders wearing custom-made boots to emulate the depth. So you'd get the depth from the extra weight. You'd get the – it just it turned out to be impossible to make is my point. It's his point.
Yeah.
And I can concur with it.
Well, you know, Jeff Meldrum, who actually just recently passed. Do you remember Jeff Meldrum?
No, he passed? I didn't know that.
He passed away like a month or two ago.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, he had some very, I don't know if it was a rare brain cancer or it was just fast growing, but he just passed away. But his whole thing, he was in Pocatello, Idaho State University, and that was his deal. He studied Bigfoot prints. And, you know, like you mentioned, you know, everybody thinks you just put some wooden feet and walk through the woods or whatever. But, I mean, his big thing was it was exactly what you were talking about, which we'll get to after the break. A lot of these prints, the ankle is located further forward than it would be on a human, which if you had an animal that were that big, that's exactly how the foot would be. You would have to have the ankle further forward. And the prints have dermal ridges, which are like fingerprints, basically. And we'll get into this more.
Yeah, that was the forensic evidence I was talking about, but I couldn't think of the term.
Yeah, we'll get into this after the break. Stick around for a moment. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Raven is joining us here today, and we are talking about Bigfoot, which I have to say that of all of the different aspects of the paranormal, I actually feel like there is the best evidence for Bigfoot of anything else. Would you agree with that, or what do you think there's better evidence for?
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, UFOs are obviously there's UFOs. There's unidentified flying objects.
Yes.
But whether they're aliens, which I think there are, but whether there are or not, I think we'll find Bigfoot before. Or I don't know. Maybe we'll. I don't know. I mean, I think alien disclosure. I think is coming. But not to get off the subject we're on, though. So let's stay with Bigfoot for a little bit, I guess.
And yeah.
We can always get to the UFOs this time or later or another time.
So we were talking before the break about, and a little during the break, about Bigfoot tracks. And people just think you put the thing on your feet and you walk around. But, you know, as you mentioned, and Jeff Meldrum always talked about this, in order to fake a track, like a real Bigfoot track, when you see like a long trackway, you would have to make a very special fake foot, which bends in a certain area. It has a ankle situated forward on the foot, which you would first have to know that that's what would be necessary for something that size. It would have to go down far enough in the dirt to weigh 800 pounds. It would have to have the dermal ridges, the fingerprint type things on all of the toes. It's just a lot of work. It seems inconceivable. And then to, like, walk for, I mean, they've tracked them for, like, a mile into the woods in the middle of nowhere. Like, who would do that?
Or, like, the Shipton tracks in the snow.
Down the Himalayas. In the 50s.
Yeah, in the Himalaya. Yeah, in the 50s, they show the tracks. Who the hell is up there making a set of tracks and walking? Okay, so let's say that somehow they fake the track, they walk through it. Well, when they followed the tracks just end. So how did the guy get back? Like, did he float, you know, at the end of the tracks?
Yeah.
You know, because obviously a snow hadn't fallen yet. You know, the snow was on the ground, was made into the prints. I mean, and it obviously wasn't a bear print. You know, how about that one guy came out with, he decided that, that Bigfoot and Sasquatch Yetis were really brown and polar bear mixed.
Yes, there is.
You see that?
There is that theory, but I don't know how the tracks match up with that.
Yeah, they don't. But that's what the guy claims that that's what he discovered, and he made like a big to-do about it. But he was an idiot.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you mentioned Lloyd Pye's book. As what convinced you that
I recommend that everybody get that book if they're interested in the subject, because he also talks about evolution and why and how there's no missing links. You know, there's never been a missing link, and it's been said that if you can't find a missing link, then my theory is completely wrong.
Now, have you ever read When Roger Met Patty by William Munns?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I need to send you this book or a link to this book. So this was the book that convinced me in a lot of ways that this was likely a real thing, because William Munns was a guy who in the 60s worked in Hollywood. He was a guy that made monster costumes and the whole shebang. He worked on like...
Oh, and he made the Planet of the Apes, right?
Yeah, he did Planet of the Apes. He worked on 2001, A Space Odyssey. Like, he was in the middle of Hollywood during all of this. And he has examined the Patterson-Gimlin film. And he has stated that as somebody who worked during that period in Hollywood with a big budget on all of these movies, there is no way that some cowboy in Yakima, Washington made a costume as good as what is in the Patterson-Gimlin film. He is convinced that is a picture, that is a video of a Bigfoot, or a film. You know, it's obviously a film.
Yeah.
He's convinced it's real because he says it's impossible that he could have made that. Like, he doesn't even think we could make a suit like that
today. And he also said that if anybody would have came to somebody in Hollywood to make this costume, that he would have heard about it.
Yeah. He would have heard about it. Like, Roger Patterson should have gotten a job in Hollywood if he was this good at making these costumes.
And it had boobs.
Yes.
Who's going to go to the trouble of making a costume with boobs?
Well,
I mean, it's already like, you know, so impossible for the guy to make the right costume, you know, and get the footprints right, because there was footprints from it too, you know, with the forward thing, with the forward move the ankle,
yep,
and stuff. But to put boobs on it, like, that's just ridiculous, because there was a female, you know, I guess that's Patty, is what they call the
yes. Creature the in the Patterson-Gimlin film, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's probably the best evidence we have of Bigfoot is actually that film. It's never been debunked, even though people like to claim that it has been debunked.
Oh, I hate there's a guy that claims that he was the guy in the suit.
Bob Hieronymus.
Yeah, I hate that. It's so, you know, it's like, let us have something, you know what I mean?
Well, even that, it's like, he claims he's the guy in the suit, but, like, he has no evidence. His evidence is, you could take a video of me walking, and I can kind of walk like it. But, like,
well, it's the crop circle guys again. It's like the two guys that the CIA supposedly found that could emulate a crop circle by walking on a board.
Yes.
And that's what they claim all crop circles are. And I'm like, you know, it's like, I hate when people try to claim falsehoods just to bury somebody else's work, somebody else's positive work. You know what I mean?
Or not only that, like with the crop circles or even with the fake tracks. I mean, I'm sure those guys could make a crop circle. But what does that have to do with crop circles found in countries all over the world? Like, I'm sure they found...
Well, let alone, how did they make... The ones they showed they made were smaller. They weren't like the complex ones that were made all overnight, you know, in a short period of time. Not only that, but the intricacy and the way that the stems weren't broken, how they were mashed. When the guys stepped the board on it, they would break the stems, but they wouldn't break when the crop circle was, when they were real ones.
Yeah. Like in the early 60s, I mean, there were people that faked Bigfoot tracks by putting wooden feet on their feet. But how does one guy admitting to doing it in one area in one period, how does that discount all prints that have ever been found? It doesn't. It's one guy.
And also, his prints are debunked. You know, you can debunk the guy's prints because of the lack of dermal ridges.
Yeah. Now, you were talking during the break, you watch Expedition Bigfoot.
Yes.
Tell us about that show and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I like that show. I mean, they have an actual, like, an authority. We both forget her name.
A primatologist.
She's a well-known, well-reputable, really reputable monkey specialist, like a Dr. Jane Goodall type. And she never says that there's Bigfoot or the tracks are definitely Bigfoot. She's always skeptical, remains completely skeptical, but she's willing to keep an open mind. You know what I mean? And she'll see tracks and she'll be swayed, but she still won't admit to it because she still hasn't seen one, which you have to respect that, you know?
I think on Expedition Bigfoot, they often have the, what do they call where like the like, wood trees fall or whatever, but they're put in a certain...
Oh, they're upside down?
Yeah, what do they call those?
I forget. Upside down trees, I guess.
They're upside down trees. But basically, they're in these formations that, you know, some people...
Oh, you mean when they have the branches? You mean
yeah.
They have I thought you were talking about when they actually uproot a tree and plant it upside down.
No. Do they do that?
Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, Bigfoots do that. I mean, it's obvious it's not a human doing it because a human couldn't lift it and you couldn't get a machine out there to, you know, in the middle of nowhere to drive up there to lift it up and to turn it around and put it, shove it back into the ground upside down.
So they find trees that are uprooted and then planted upside down.
Yeah, they'll find one here and one there.
Okay, and this is a new one to me. This is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's really interesting. And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, so how did somebody lift a tree? Because its tree's got to be, you know, 400 or 500 pounds. You know, even a shorter tree's got to be 300 pounds. You know, how does a guy lift it up, pull it out of the ground, and then shove it back into the ground upside down, and do it without any help of a machine? Because you can't get a machine out there into the middle of nowhere where they are.
And not only that, I mean, with what I was talking about and also with what you're talking about, like, these things are found way out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, it was, and I live in the Northwest, so I know a fair amount about the woods. But one of the things is, it's not like you can go out there on a hike in June and, like, put a tree upside down, and then somebody else is going to hike in August, and that tree is still going to be there. I mean, the weather, I mean, nothing is going to last any length of time that you put up artificially in the woods. So, you know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you see something like this, the chances that someone did it, you know, months earlier, years earlier, hoping somebody would stumble across it, it doesn't seem like that's even possible.
Yeah, I mean, let alone actually doing the act of it. But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about when they pick tree branches or tree...
And they make structures.
Like eight inch circumference trees or 10 inch circumference, and layer them into the crook of a tree to tie her up.
Yes.
And yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to get this right after the break. We're going to go to commercial. Back in a moment with more on these Observer After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. too. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Ryan Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Raven is joining us here today. We've just been going on and on about Bigfoot up to this point. And I guess they're just called tree structures. There's like branches and such that fall, and they're kind of put in sort of like a pattern. And
but where they pattern or where they put them is like 10, 12 feet off the ground is where they're balanced in the crook. And it's always in their trees. The branches in the trees are really heavy, you know, that they're laying in there. So it really would take a lot of work and more than one person to set it up, to build one of those tree structures.
I went to a Bigfoot conference here and talked to one of the guys that investigated these things, and he was showing me these pictures of these tree structures on his computer. And like when I first saw them, it was kind of like, it's just a bunch of trees that fell down or branches that fell down. Like, I mean, I don't see why you think that this is. But then he's like, you got to really look at it. They didn't just fall like on top of each other, but they're weaved. Like they're weaved in and out of each other in a way that they wouldn't fall naturally like that. Like they would have had to have been weaved. And he's shown me these. And when you look at the pictures, it's either, there's only two options. Either this guy faked it. I mean, either faked it or something else did it because it's not natural. So I don't know if he faked it or not. I take the guy's word for it. But like if he's telling the truth, then it's not just trees that fell because they're weaved in a specific way that wouldn't happen if a bunch of branches just fell.
Yeah, I tend to think that it's not faked. I mean, I don't study them, you know, or anything like that. But the ones I've seen, like on an Expedition Bigfoot, they don't look like somebody faked them and put them up there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But I'm sure there are some that people put up. But once again, if you're gonna put them someplace out in the middle of nowhere, you gotta hope somebody finds it before the whole tree falls over, the tree gets, you know, or the branches fall down, or, you know, I mean, nobody's okay. So if you're gonna go to the middle of nowhere, what are the odds somebody else is gonna end up in the same spot and be a Bigfoot hunter at the same rate as you in the middle of nowhere that they're gonna find it? You know what I mean? Kitchen door.
I think that you obviously, you know, when you worked in wrestling, you flew all over the world. And
sure.
I'm sure many times when you flew in and out of the Northwest, I mean, you just look down from the airplane and you just see this impossible amount of forest. There's so much forest out there. And, you know, I think, you know, some people might think when you go looking for Bigfoot, you're just like going down some trail, some well-known trail, or these people are going out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, the idea that somebody else is going to be in that exact same place recently enough to fake something, it's inconceivable if you see how much wilderness is actually out here.
It's Lloyd Pye writes about it in his book. He says there's so much property, there's so much land that is wooded and uninhabitable by humans, or unpassable, you know, barely passable by humans, that there's plenty of space for Bigfoot to be out there and not be found. And as far as going out to Portland or the Pacific Northwest, I worked in Portland for 2 years, so I'm really familiar with that. I loved Portland.
Yeah, Don Owen. Was it Don Owen?
Yeah, Don Owen, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we don't want to get too much into wrestling here, but as a, I guess just looking at your whole life, wrestling and otherwise, have you ever had a paranormal experience of any sort?
Yeah. I don't like to call them paranormal, because to me, I think it makes me think of ghosts.
Sure.
And I'm not really a firm believer in, I'm not really much of a believer in ghosts, you know, and I think that the equipment they use is really suspect. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the ovulates or whatever it's called, the ovits or the when they have the thing that plays the radio, that goes to the radio and then stops at a word, you know, or something like that. It just seems so contrived. Or the ones that shoot video of stick people.
Yes.
You know, like, it just seems so contrived, you know.
I just had a guest on like 2 weeks ago that told me about those apps where you could get the stick figures, and I'd never heard about it before. And then like I kind of investigated it after the show, and it's some of them are creepy, like, oh, here's a picture I took of a tree and there's like a body hanging from it. I mean, that was kind of a little bit creepy. But in general, it's just sort of like, I don't know if this proves anything about anything. It's just like,
yeah, I just want to know how the equipment works. You know what I mean? Like, how does it? It's supposedly it's part of a game machine, gaming console, or yeah. Something.
Yeah, this one's above my pay grade.
Yeah, me too. I don't know enough to blather about it, but I don't know enough to tell you much more than that.
So, what was the experience you were going to tell us?
Or did So I was outside walking the dog, and I looked up and I saw this thing that was so bright in the sky. Which I realize now was Venus, you know what I mean? Which I didn't realize at the time. And I realized it was Venus, but I didn't realize it. So I'm looking at it and I put the dog in the house and I come back out to look at it. And I'm thinking, wow, I just saw a UFO. And then I'm like, I think it's a UFO. And then all of a sudden there was like three other stars that were in the same area that were less bright. One of them just started moving. And it moved, and then it moved like a hundred yards on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was looking at it out away from my house, and then it came back over my house, and then it stopped again. And I'm like, holy crap, this thing's way too high in the sky to be a helicopter. And a helicopter wouldn't just stop and it wouldn't just be planted there for a while. So it must be a UFO of some kind, you know what I mean? It's definitely unidentifiable, but it was really weird, kind of crazy.
So you thought you saw a UFO that ended up being Venus, and then an actual UFO just...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm assuming it's Venus, you know what I mean? I just thought it was so bright and so big in the sky. I was like, wow, that's got to be a UFO. But I realized later, you know, then I saw something move across the sky that hadn't moved before. It was like in the line of sight of Venus. And then when I realized later that I must have been looking at Venus originally, you know what I mean?
So, I mean, I think you mentioned it earlier. I think we can all agree that there are UFOs. That term just means unidentified flying objects. I mean, there's obviously unidentified flying objects. They're just objects that we can't identify. What they are is a different story. You said that you believe in aliens, but you're not sure that UFOs are aliens.
I think, I don't know about the orbs. There's so many UFOs that are just orbs floating around. I don't know what the deal are with those. And it irritates me because it's so mind-boggling. You know what I mean? Like, but what I do believe that there are aliens out there. And like, you know, you have to give some credit like to Betty and Barney Hill.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, Angela Hill is their granddaughter.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd love to hear her talk about it.
She's of course obviously an MMA fighter. And I'm not sure if I've ever heard her talk about it.
I just heard Rogan mention it once and she brought it up like at the end of their interview or something. And he's like, why didn't you bring that up sooner? And then I don't know if you ever I never heard, you know, anything about it later, but like Betty and Barney Hill, like they're a mixed race couple in the 1950s or 60s. I forget which.
I think it was 60s.
60s. Mixed race couple. And they're in the Northeast, which is, you know, they're in a very white area. And why would they subject themselves to the ridicule and the public condemnation for being alien, you know, UFO nuts, and subject to, especially being in a mixed race couple at that time frame? It just doesn't seem like the juice is worth the squeeze, you know?
Well, I think the one thing that I've determined is whether it's Bigfoot or UFOs or whatever the phenomenon is, I think obviously there are some people that are lying, but I think that many of them are telling the truth in the sense that they believe what they are saying. Whether it actually happened or not is another matter entirely. But I believe that Betty and Barney Hill, they were allegedly abducted in the 60s. It was a very, very famous abduction story. I believe they believe what happened. I don't know if they necessarily were actually abducted by aliens.
But... Well, I don't usually buy into the abduction stories because there's no way for me to put any scientific evidence behind it. You know what I mean? So I don't usually use that as evidence for, because I'm very skeptical of that.
Well, sure. But I'm saying that I think that whether it's a psychological issue or whatever it is, I think that a lot of these abductees believe they were abducted by aliens. I don't necessarily think they were, but I think that they themselves believe it for whatever reason.
Oh, no, I agree with you completely on that. I'm a firm believer that they believe it, whether it happened or not. And I'm usually skeptical about whether it happened. But I just think they're one example that would be way too, I mean, it'd be way too stupid to come out, you know, and say those things, you know. But I believe, like, I'm a firm believer. Like, I mean, look, the Pentagon's even admitted that there's, you know, the Tic Tac video was legit. The Go Faster video was legit. You know, when the Pentagon starts admitting to that stuff, you kind of have to. And if it's nobody in the world on our planet flying it, because nobody has that technology, then what is it? You know what I mean?
What do you make of some of these? Because I kind of feel the same way about some of these congressional hearings. You know, a lot of these people are telling stories that I'm sure they believe. They may not personally have actually seen anything. They may have heard it from somebody else. And then other people have stories about things that they witnessed. And I believe that they witnessed it, but I don't exactly know what it is. I mean, have you been kind of following that closely? It's a little more modern.
Yeah, I definitely have. I've definitely been following that. I watch pretty much all the UFO stuff I can find. I've been watching stuff with Stephen Greer lately, Disclosure.
Yes.
And he has a great point that he talks about, like, in 100 years wasted, I think. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that one, no.
It's really good. He talks about how people invented, you know, like water-powered cars, engines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then the government either buys them out or kills them or puts them into submission. And, so, you know, so they can't, you know, buys up the patent, you know, or pays them off or whatever. So that we the technology we should have had 100 years ago, you know, which would give free energy, we don't get, we haven't got. And even though that the ability to create free energy has been invented numerous times over the past 100 years and demonstrated, and because of it, and the reason why is because the energy industry is so crucially, they're so crucial and they're so rich that they keep demand down, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Now, we have to head to a break here in just a moment. We'll have to do this on another show, but very quickly, kind of just a yes or no. Do you believe that an alien craft crashed at Roswell?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think, for a while, I was starting to think it was the Germans with the Hanabu.
Yeah.
But I think it was an alien ship.
All right, we're going to...
My only problem is that, how many crashes are there? Like, why are they crashing so much in our world? You know what I mean? On our planet, if they can fly across this infinite reaches of space, why are they crashing when they get to our planet?
This is an excellent question. Stand by, back in a moment. Observer Live, After Dark Radio.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Raven is our guest today. Nevermore, the Raven Effect is available now on Amazon Prime as of November 18th. The movie had a limited run in theaters August and September. There were screenings in Philadelphia. Blue Meanie was there hosting Q&As, and you can now watch it on Amazon Prime. So make sure you check that out, as well as Mystery of Oak Island, a bunch of others as well. And Raven, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. We should do this again sometime and pick a topic.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great.
So Lloyd Pye is top of the list, you'd say?
Yeah, you got to read his book, Everything You Know Is Still Wrong.
Or Stephen Greer, I think we talked about during the break. And
Stephen Greer, the 100 Years Lost, or some 100 Years of Technology Lost, or something like that. 100 years or whatever it is. It's on Prime. It's on Amazon.
And speaking of Amazon, very quickly, happy with how the documentary came out?
Yeah, I'm enamored of it. I mean, like, it's painful to watch because it's, you know, it's all my baggage, you know, up there for everyone to see in living color. But by the same token, I think it's a fascinating movie. I think it's really, really good. Even if you're not a fan of mine, if you're just a fan of good documentaries, I think you'll like it.
Well, check it out, everybody. It's available right now on Amazon Prime. Nevermore, The Raven Effect. You can check that out today. And thank you so much for doing the show today. We'll be back next time, everybody. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.